Today's daf is Chagiga daf Ches. We are holding on the top of daf Ches Amr Aleph. We are two lines into the page. Today we're going to discuss at least on Amr Aleph and the top of Amr Beis primarily the issue of, and even a little bit after the Mishnah Amr Beis, the issue of that we mentioned that Kol Davar Shebechove Eino Ba El Men Achulin. Whenever you're bringing a karban that one is obligated to bring, you have to bring it specifically from chulin animals, from just regular animals. You're not supposed to bring it from animals that are already Muktash for something else. So the Gemara is going to discuss if there's any way to mix the two, to bring Shalmi Chagiga, let's say, with some mixture of Chulin and already previously Muktash animals or money. And the Gemara is going to talk about the timing of that as well. That maybe even if you can't bring Maaser Behem on Yom Tov, maybe you're not allowed to bring on Yom Tov Maaser Behem because of a concern that Shemiya Asabi Yom Tov, you might come to take the Maestros in Yom Tov. And the Gemara is going to talk about a little bit on the top of Amud Beis, the mitzvah of Simcha, and why it is that we're not Yotzei Simcha, Shalmei Simcha, by bringing birds, we dafka have to bring a behema, why it is that we're not Yotzei Shalmei Simcha, by bringing a Karban Mincha. Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to discuss how one should balance the Karban Shlamim and the Karban Olos that he has to bring. How one should balance how many Shalmei Chagiga versus how many Olos Re'iyah he's going to bring, and it will depend on how many people he needs to feed, because Karbanos Ola are not feeding any people, and how much money he has, if he has a lot of money. So plenty of Karbanos Ola is certainly something that's more of a possibility for him. So let us begin at the top of Ches Amr Aleph, two lines into the page. Amar Mar. We had said yesterday that Beis Hillel Omrim Mina Meiser. Beis Hillel says that Chagiga can be brought from Meiser. Asks the Gemara, why is it that Chagiga, that Karban Chagiga, is allowed to be brought from Meiser? Amai. Davar Shebechovahu, we call Davar Shebechovah, Eino Ba'al Menachulin. The basic rule is that any time you have anything that's a Davar Shebechovah, any obligation, can only be brought from Chulin, from regular animals. You cannot fulfill your obligation with some other obligation. That's what we pointed out. The Poskim say one is not supposed to be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim by using Meister money, because Meister money anyway is already money that's Muktash for Tzedakah. It's supposed to, and you have a new Chiyuv of Matanos Levyonim, so you're supposed to do the Chiyuv with something that otherwise was not designated for any other mitzvah. So why is it that the Shalmei Chagiga are allowed to be brought, according to Beis Hillel, with Meiser money? Where does the idea come from that a Davar Shebechova can only be brought with from Chulin? The Gemara discusses this in Maseches Menachos. Reb Lazar learns it from a pasuk, V'zavachta Pesach LaHashem Elokecha Tzon Uvakar, where there's a hekish that Kolaba Mitzon Ubakar is compared to Pesach. Anything that has to be brought from Tzon Ubakar, we compare to a Karban Pesach. And how do we know about Karban Pesach that it's only Bamin Achulin? Because there's a pasuk by Karban Pesach in Shemos Perak Yud Beis in Parshas Bo, V'avadas Avoda Hazos Bechodesh Hazeh, that all of the Avodas of the Chodesh are Zeh Kazeh, that all of the Avodas are like each other, meaning that are like Pesach Mitzrayim, where there was no Meiser yet. So we know that Karban Pesach can't be brought from Meiser. Memelo, all the other Karbanos that are Hukash LePesach can't be brought from Meiser. That's Rabbi Lazar's drasha. Rabbi Kiva learns it from a hekish of other Karbanos to Karban Chatas. Pasuk says in Vayikra Perek Zayin, Zos HaTorah LaOla ULaMincha VeLaChatas. Chatas is only brought from Chulin, we know, because the Pasuk says in Vayikra Perek Zayin, Vayikra Varanus Parachatas Asher Lo. And we dash in Asher Lo that it's Mishalo VeLo Mishal Meiser. But all of this, all of these drashos L'chora are only viable if you hold that Meiser Sheni is Mamun Gavoa, and therefore it's not called Shalom, it's not called yours. There is a major Machlokas Tanayim, what the status of Meiser Sheni is. Do we view Meiser Sheni as Mamun Gavoa? The halacha is that Meiser Sheni can be eaten by a regular person, but it has to be eaten only in Yerushalayim. So how do you view that? Do you view that as HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, you see, it's yours, you're allowed to eat it, but I'm putting some sort of restriction on it that you're only allowed to eat in Yerushalayim? Or is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, no, it's mine, it's Mamun Gavoa, belongs to me, but I'm willing to share it with you when you're near my house. I'm willing to share it with you when you're in Yerushalayim. It's a major machlokas tanaim, whether Maaser Sheni is Mamun Gavoa or Mamun Hedyot. So if you hold Maaser Sheni is Mamun Gavoa, all these rashes work. Shalom v'lo mishal Maaser makes a lot of sense, because Maaser is not in fact ours. It's not Mamun Bailim. It's actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. But if you hold, the Tori Evan points out, if you hold the Maaser Sheni is Mamun Bailim, what's the Gemara's question over here? How can you bring a Chagiga from Maaser? It's a Davar Shebechova, and a Davar Shebechova can only be brought from Chulin. No, Davar Shebechova can only be brought from Shalom, from what's yours. It doesn't have to be Chulin, and Maaser Sheni is Shalom if you hold that it's Mamun Bailim. That's Tori Evan's Kasha. Tori Evan points out that we're being done within Shitas Beis Hillel over here. And it happens to be that Sugi and Kedushin, Dafn and Dalet and Beis, tells us that Beis Hillel actually holds that Maaser Sheni is Mamun Gavoa. So it makes a lot of sense to ask the question on Beis Hillel, that according to you, Beis Hillel, that Maaser Sheni is not Shalom. So how can it be that you're allowed to bring the Chova of Shalmei Chagiga from Maaser Sheni? The Gemara's question, therefore, is why does Beis Hillel hold you're allowed to bring it from Maaser Sheni, which is Mamun Gavoa? Answers the Gemara, Amar Ula Bitofel. Ula says you are not bringing the Karban Chagiga exclusively with Maaser Sheni money. That would, in fact, not work. No, what you're doing over here is you're combining Chulin and Maaser Sheni to be Yotzei Yer Shalmei Chagiga. That's what's permissible. That's what Ula suggests. Now, what does that mean that you're combining? Does it mean that your first animal that you bring is Shalmei Chagiga, you have that from Chulin money, and your second animal, you have it come from Maaser Sheni money? Or maybe no. Maybe what it means is you put all your Maaser Sheni money and your Chulin money together, and you buy multiple animals but with pooling all the money together. But each animal you buy is from a combination of both Chulin and Maaser Sheni. So that's the machlokas amarayim. Chizkia amar toflin behema lebehema ve'ein toflin ma'os lema'os. Chizkia will say that we are tofel a behema to another behema, which means that your first behema should come from chulin money. That's your ikur chiyuv of shalmei chagiga. You are now done with your ikur requirement, and therefore whatever further karbanos you decide to bring as your shalmei chagiga, you can use Maaser Sheni money for, but you cannot pool all the money together and use money that is both Maaser Sheni and Chulin to buy your original chiyuv of Shalmei Chagiga. Rabbi Yochanan says, Toflin ma'os l'ma'os, vein toflin behema l'behema. You can mix the monies together in order to buy the first animal, but what you're not allowed to do is to buy the first animal with chulin money and then buy subsequent animals with exclusively Maaser Sheni money. Why not? What's the problem with that? What's the svara for Rabbi Yochanan? Rashi points out, Lemaris chazile shapir tfei yitzias yidei chavasel minachulin, kishamevi behema shlema minachulin. That in his view, it's much better to be yotzei yirchiv when you bring one full, in the first opinion's view, it's much better, meaning in Chizkiah's view, it's much better to fulfill your chiyuv of Shalmei Chagiga by bringing an animal that's purely chulin, that's 100% good for Shalmei Chagiga. But ulamar, but according to Rabbi Yochanan's view, is chazile shaper tfei kishachulin mu'uravin im kolach ilosav, that it's much better if every bite you take, you're taking a bite of something that's at least partially chulin, as opposed to if you were to buy the first animal of chulin, the second animal of Maaser Sheni, then every bite you take of that second animal is purely from Maaser Sheni. And that's a problem, according to Rabbi Yochanan. That's why he thinks it's better to just pool all the money, use the money together to buy every animal that you're going to buy, so at least every bite you take will have at least a little bit of a piece of chulin that went into buying that animal. There is a fascinating discussion we've mentioned many times. Rav Yosef Engel has in a Sefer Lekach Tov in Klal Tezvav, where he discusses the balance between Kamus ve'echos b'mitzvos. It's a very Rav Yosef Engel type of essay. Rav Yosef Engel thought of topics that other people just didn't think of. Didn't only talk about the standard basic Shas topics. He thought of topics that other people didn't think of as topics, and then brought rayas from all of Shas, Nigla, Nister, Halacha, everywhere to try to prove. So he has one discussion about quantity and quality in mitzvos. If you could do one mitzvah really well, or you could do two or three mitzvos not so well, what what's better to do? Is it better to get a higher quantity or a higher quality? And he points out that probably it's the Rambam is commenting on this in the Pirush Mishnayos in the third parak of Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says Hakol Lefi Rov Hamaaseh. The Rambam says, why is it Hakol Lefi Rov Hamaaseh? Rov Hamaaseh sounds like how many actions you do. The Rambam says what that means is if you have $100 that you could give to tzedakah, and you have the option of either giving $100 to one person or at one time, or you can give $1 to 100 different aniyim. So you'll do 100 different actions of giving tzedakah. The Rambam says akalafi rov hamaaseh. Better to do 100 different acts of giving, because then you're doing 100 mitzvos. Each mitzvah is only 1/100th as impactful as the mitzvah that you could have done. But the Rambam tells us, apparently, that quantity beats quality. So Rav Yosef Engel points out that that may not be the best raya to all examples of quantity and quality. There may be a different element over there. There's a shviras hayetzer element of doing becoming a giving person by challenging the instinct to keep everything for yourself 100 times over by continually giving. It could be that impact. So it could be that there are other reasons when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah, but that kind of raya is what he does. He brings like 18 different rayas. So in the haskama to the Sefer Lekach Tov, it's one of the haskamos, one of the authors of the haskamos, the Gon, I don't know how to pronounce it, Mijikov or something, for the author of Sefer HaTeres Yeshua, writes in his haskama that he thinks maybe that's what Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing about over here. It's one of the rayas that Rav Yosef Engel missed. That he says maybe that's the machlokas between Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan over here. Someone who has kesef meiser and he wants to bring karmel chagiga from Moses meiser together with Moses chulin. So Chizki holds your tefillin behema lebehema, meaning you buy one animal with chulin money, purely chulin money, one animal with meiser money. Rabbi Yochanan says no, mix all the money together. And what's the reason that you mix it all together? Rashi says so that each achila will have at least a little bit of kesef chulin mixed in. So he says, yeah, Chizkiya holds that it's better to have one mitzvah that you could do right, that's 100% kitikuna, so that first animal is a pure bread, it's purely minachulin. That one animal is perfect. And then better than to have two mitzvahs that are halfway. Two mitzvahs, two animals that are each half from chulin. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan holds, no, better to have two mitzvahs that are halfway, two mitzvahs that are at least have a little bit of chulin mu'urav b'hem, rather than to have one mitzvah that's straight from meiser. That's a little bit of a difficult, Stammer of Yosef Engel didn't miss that. It's a little bit of a difficult thing to say that's what they're arguing about, because it's not one mitzvah versus two mitzvahs. The point is that it's still Shalmei Chagiga. The halach is that it still counts as Shalmei Chagiga on the second animal, even if you don't buy it with chulin money at all. That's exactly Rabbi Yochanan's point. Or Chizkiya's point, once you buy that first animal with chulin money, subsequent animals do count as Shalmei Chagiga, even though they're bought with meiser money. Rav Engel has another raya from Magen Avraham in the beginning of some Reish Sadi Aleph. Magen Avraham writes from the Sefer Chassidim that if a person only has enough food to eat either two really good meals of Shabbos, or to have three meals that are not so good, that don't really have enough food on Shabbos. So Magen Avraham calls from Sefer Chassidim, better to have two really good meals on Shabbos. He says, you see, it's an issue of quantity of mitzvahs, quantity of meals on Shabbos, of Suda Shabbos, where each one is a mitzvah, versus quality. You can make proper Suda Shabbos, and the quality wins in that case. He says, nah, maybe that's not a raya either, because we know that Suda Shlishis were generally more makel on than the other two Sudos, so it's not pure quantity versus quality. The quality of that third mitzvah is a lower level mitzvah than the other two, so maybe that's why we want to make sure the first two su'udos are done 100% properly. If you look at that piece in Lekach Tov, he has something like 28 rayas, 16 go one way, 12 go the other way, and at the end of the day it obviously depends on what the circumstances are, what kind of quantity the quantity is, what kind of quality the quality is, and the specific nature of each mitzvah. But it's a very fun discussion, it's a fascinating discussion. Tanya Kavasi Dechizkiya. The Gemara says we have a brisa that supports Chizkiya's point of view, that the first animal should come purely from chulin money, and then subsequent animals would come from meiser sheni money as well. And also Tani Kavaseid Rabbi Yochanan. And then we have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan, that you pull all the money together to buy all the animals. Tani Kavaseid Rabbi Yochanan. So we start with the brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Misas melameid shada mevi chavaso minachulin. We see from there that a person brings his chova, whenever you have an obligation, you have to bring it specifically from chulin. Uminayin she'imratza la'arev ma'arev, and how how do I know that if you want to mix it, you can mix it? And Rashi points out this is the raya, the fact that the Brisa uses the lashon of la'arev ma'arev, that being ma'arev doesn't work on animals. Ma'arev means you're mixing something together in a way that it's no longer identifiable, that they become one unit. Animals, two different animals, cannot be mixed together in that way. Money could be mixed together in that way, but animals are always going to be nikar bifnei atzmi. Each one is always going to be clearly discernible from the other animals. So it's got to be talking about money. How do I know that if you want to mix the monies together, you can do so? Tamalomar kashev recha Hashem elokecha. That's what the pasuk says. Kashev recha Hashem elokecha. That brisa, by talking about being ma'arev, clearly supports the view of Rabbi Yochanan. Now the first part of the brisa says that misas teaches that a person has to bring his chiyuv from chulin. Tosfos over here asks the question: why do I need by Karmel Chagiga a special limud to tell me that it has to come specifically from chulin? I just pointed out before the Gemara says in Maseches Menachos, Rabbi Lazar's opinion and Rabbi Akiva's opinion of how we know that karbanos have to come from chulin. Lo v'lo mishal meiser, asher lo v'lo mishal meiser. We had all sorts of drashos about different karbanos that they have to come specifically from chulin. Why is it that specifically by Shalmei Chagiga we need its own drasha that works just for Shalmei Chagiga? Tosfos answers that by Chagiga, since it says kasher yivarechecha, and we learn from there that you could bring from all of your possessions, that you could bring from anything Hashem has blessed you with, one might have thought that you could bring it all from Meiser. That's why the Torah needs a special pasuk to balance the competing drasha of kasher yivrecha Hashem elokecha, because kasher yivrecha Hashem elokecha seems to expand where you're allowed to bring your karbanos from. That you can bring it from anything that Hashem has given you, maybe not just from chulin. So we need a separate drasha to balance the kasher yivrecha so we have misas nidvas yadcha to tell me that it has to be brought from chulin, and therefore kasher yivrecha must be limited to teaching me that yes, you're allowed to bring subsequent animals, the further animals from non-chulin, but it has to at least start with the basis of the first animal that comes from chulin for the Shalmei Chagiga. Tani kavased chizkia, then we have a brisa that supports the shita of chizkia as well, where chizkia says toflin behema lebehema, the first animal has to be brought from chulin, the subsequent animals from meiser. Misas melamichada mevi chavasim na chulin. We see that a person has to bring a schir from chulin. Beishame yomrim yom rishon mina chulin mikan veelach mina meiser. Beishame says on day one you bring your shalmei chagiga from chulin. After day one, where it's only a mitzvah of simcha, because chagiga is only yom echad, the mitzvah of chagiga is chagiga on the first day of yontif. So after day one, you can bring from meiser, because for simcha it just needs to be meat. It doesn't really matter whether it's bamin achova or bamin achulin. Beis Hillel omrim achila rishona min achulin mikan ve'elach min meiser. Beis Hillel says that the first achila you have, the first thing you eat, and this is our raya, that apparently Beis Hillel holds that the first behema that you're going to eat on day one has to be brought from chulin. But beyond that, any other behema you want to bring for your Shalmei Chagiga, that could come from Meiser. And Shar Kol Yimos HaPesach, Adam Yotzei Yedei Chavaso, V'Meiser Behema. All the other days of Pesach, then for sure you could be Yotzei with Meiser Behema. You don't need to bring anything from chulin. Rashi explains, Meiser Behema Yotzei Mishum Shalmei Simcha, meaning that's why Shar Yimos HaPesach is totally fine, you know, both according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that you could bring from Meiser, because over there it's only an issue of Simcha. When we're dealing with Shalmei Simcha, we just have to ensure that it's meat. We don't really care if it's Ba Min HaChulin or not Ba Min HaChulin. Now the Rambam, in the second paragraph of Hilchos Chagiga, Halacha Ches, writes that Shalmei Chagiga can come from Meiser Sheni money that's mixed together with Chulin money. And then he goes on to say that a person is Yotzei the Mitzvah of Shalmei Chagiga with Meiser Behema. So the Sefer Rishon LeZion says, wait a second, the Rambam associates himself. First he says that you have to mix it with chulin money. That's the din of tofel. That's what we're learning about. That's a toflin behem el behem, or toflin mos el mos. They have to mix it together. Over here he says that, and then he goes on to say that you yotze with meiser behema without talking about any mixing. He just says, yeah, you yotze with meiser behema. Meiser behema is fine for your shalmei chagiga. What's going on in the Rambam? So the Sefer Rishon LeZion suggests that the Rambam holds that Meiser Behema has a din of chulin. It's included in Misas Yadcha. It's not only included from the pasuk that we quote, B'chol Asher Tivrecha, Kashay Vrecha Hashem Elokecha. It's included in Misas Yadcha that even if a mum, because the halacha is that let's say you have a Meiser Behema animal, not talking about Meiser Sheni now, Meiser Behema. Yeah, let's say you have Meiser Behema. How does Meiser Behema work? You put all your animals in a pen, you open up the door to the pen, you start counting them out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, then the 10th one is Meiser Behema. Now, if that 10th one develops a mum, it doesn't have a din of psulim amukdashim. It has a din of chulin. It's treated like a regular chulin animal. And therefore, since it has that potential to be a regular chulin animal, you could be yotze, you're carbon chagiga with it, even if you don't mix it together with other chulin money. He says, that's muchach in the Gemara, because the Gemara says, you're not allowed to bring Meiser Behema on Yom Tov. The Gemara is about to say, why can't you bring Meiser Behema on Yom Tov? We're about to see in the next few lines, because we're afraid that you're going to then make Meiser Behema on Yom Tov, and the way to designate it as Meiser Behema is by taking a red paint and coloring that 10th animal. And that's Tzoveya. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to color. You're not allowed to paint the animal. Sounds like, had it not been for the Gzeira that you might come to paint the animal on Yom Tov, then there would be no problem with being Yotze Meiser Behema on Yom Tov itself. So that certainly sounds like you're being Yotze Shalmei Chagigo with Meiser Behema, like the Rambam says. It's one thing to talk about Meiser Sheni. That's one issue. But Meiser Behema is Chulin in the view of the Rambam. Let's see that Gemara inside. Yom Tov, my time below. Why is it that on Yom Tov you can't be Yotze with Meiser Behema, except for the as Rashi points out, Yom Tov, my time below, nothing for Meiser Behema b'shara chilos chutz min harishona ki yechi d'shara b'meiser sheni. Amravashi, so the Gemara explains, Dilma asil asuri b'Yom Tov, because we're afraid you're going to come to take the Meiser Behema on Yom Tov. V'yef shala asur b'Yom Tov misham sakarta. And the reason that that's bad, the reason that it's asur to be ma'aser on Yom Tov, is because you're going to color the animal red. You're going to mark it with the red paint, and therefore that's going to be problematic. We don't want a person to do that. Now Tosfos raises the question over here in Dibra Maskel Mishum Sakarta that why is it that the Gemara say that you can't bring Meiser Behema on Yom Tov because of a chashash that you might be Ma'aser on Yom Tov, that you might designate on Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to be Ma'aser Behemos because you can color it red. You could have said more pashut, that if you're Ma'aser on Yom Tov, it turns out that you're being Maktish the Behema on Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to be Maktish on Yom Tov. I mean, forget about the fact that you're going to color it red. How about the fact that you're not allowed to be Maktish things on Yom Tov? That itself is an Isser. Tosel suggests three terutzim. First, he says, since Minat Torah, a person is mechuyev to be Maktish, the 10th animal, it turns out that it's Ki'ilu, it was already Kadosh. It's Kadosh Va'omedas for Meiser. And therefore, you're not violating an Isser by being Maktish it because it was already Kadosh. Tori Evan has a hard time understanding that. What does that mean, it was already Kadosh? By Bechor, I understand that even though I have a mitzvah to declare the Bechor animal that's born as Kadosh, it's Kadosh even if I don't declare it. It's like saying Kiddush on Shabbos. Shabbos is Shabbos, whether I say the Kiddush or not, you still have to declare it Kadosh. That makes sense by Bechor. You can say it's Kadosh V'Yomid. It's already Kadosh. I'm not really doing anything. I'm not really contributing anything. I'm just doing a mitzvah by declaring it Kadosh. But by Meiser, any one of these animals might be the Meiser animal. It's not predetermined which one is going to be the Meiser animal. You count them out, and then the 10th one is whichever one happens to be the 10th one is the Meiser animal. So how could you say that that's Ki'ilu, it's already Kadosh? It's as if it's already Kadosh. So Rosh Hash points out, no, maybe that's exactly the point, that anyone could be the Meiser animal, but when is it determined that the animal is going to be Kadosh? Is it only when I declare it and I mark it with the red paint, or is it even as soon as it's the 10th animal out? The Mishnayos talk about, what if I miscount? I say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 9, 10. I do that. I say 10 on the 9th one, and then 9 on the 10th one, and then 10 on the 11th one. Which one is Kadosh? So the Mishnah says, they're all Kadosh, all of them. Why? The two that I declare 10th are Kadosh because I declared them Kadosh, and the one that came out 10th, which I declared 9th, is Kadosh because it came out 10th. So apparently, coming out 10th alone, even if I don't do anything, even if I don't say anything, already makes it Kaddush. Maybe that's what Tosos means, that it's already Kaddush. It becomes Kaddush by itself just by virtue of of the fact that it comes out number 10. That itself makes it Kadosh. Maybe that's what Tosfos means. Then Tosfos has a second suggestion that the Gemara says Dafka the Yisra of Tzviya, because that's an Yisra min HaTorah. So they made a Gezerah that you can't be Makra Maisra Behema. Maybe you'll violate the Yisra min HaTorah of being Tzoveya when you try to be Mafrish to Maisra, as opposed to the Yisra being Makdish on Yom Tov. That's only an Yisra Midrabanan. So they wouldn't make a Gezerah that you can't be Makriv a Behema that's Maisra Behema, lest you come to violate the Yisra Midrabanan of being Makdish an animal. But lest you violate the Yisra Daraisa of being Tzoveya, the wool of the animal, that for sure is worthy of a Gezerah. Then Tosfos suggests a third answer, that in the name of Rabbi Elchanan, that just like an Adam is Makdish Karm Pesach on Shabbos and is Chagiga on Yom Tov, the Gemara on Shabbos has Nafkuf Memches, since now is this man to be Makriv those Karbanos, who adin, he could be Ma'aser, Makdish, Ma'aser is Ma'aser Behema, because he needs it in order to fulfill the Shalmei Simcha on Yom Tov. He needs it in order to bring meat, so that he'll be able to fulfill Shalmei Simcha. But Tosfos doesn't like that answer, because the chiv of bringing the Shalmei Simcha is not only from Ma'aser Behema. I mean, you could bring it from other animals as well, so it's hard to say that you have to dafka be Makdish so that you could fulfill your Shalmei Simcha. Those are the three terutzim of Tosfos. My mashma back in the Gemara, my mashma the high misa solution to chulin. Who? How do I know misa is a lashon of chulin that you dafka bring from chulin? D'chsev vayasam hamelach Achashverosh mas ala aretz, that it says that Achashverosh placed a mas ala aretz. So he was asking people for their regular money. So that you see from there that it's a lashon, that it's specifically a lashon of chulin. Yisrael yotzin yidei chavasim ben darim u'nadavos. Going back to the Mishnah had said that when it comes to Shalmei Simcha, when it comes to being yotzei your mitzvah of bringing Shalmei Simcha so you could fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, then you could use animals that anyway are kadosh, you've anyway already designated to fulfill various promises in the darim u'nadavos that you made to bring karbanos to the Beis HaMikdash. Tanu Rabban, we have a braisa, v'samachta b'chagecha. Pasuk says v'samachta b'chagecha, that a person should experience Simcha on Yom Tov. L'rabos kol mine smachos l'simcha. From here we see all different types of smachos that a person is supposed to have. Mikan amru chachamim. From here we say Yisrael yotzin decha vasim ben darim and davos meisur behema. A Yisrael can fulfill his mitzvah of simcha by bringing all different types of animals. In terms of their level of kedusha, it could be regular animals, could be animals that you've already designated as nedarim and davos, could be your meisur behema. Va'kohanim and kohanim, whatever meat kohanim are allowed to eat, that Yisraelim are not allowed to eat, they could use for their Shalmei Simcha. Bechatas, v'asham, v'b'char, v'b'chaz, v'shog, anything that's given specifically to Kohanim, as long as it's meat, they can be yotzei the mitzvah of Simcha with it. Yachal afpa ofos b'menachos, you might think that you could even be yotzei the mitzvah of Simcha if you eat ofos b'menachos, if you eat birds and you eat flour, you eat bread. Tamalomar v'samachta b'chagecha. That's why the pasuk says v'samachta b'chagecha. Chagecha doesn't only mean your holiday, it means Karban Chagiga, Misha Chagiga Ba'a Mehem, Yatzuelu Shein Chagiga Ba'a Mehem. What can you be Yotze, your mitzvah of Simcha with? Those same things that you could be Yotze, your Shalmei Chagiga with. But anything you can't be Yotze, your Chagiga with, you cannot be Yotze, the mitzvah of Simcha with. That's what Rashi points out. How do I know Chagiga cannot be brought with Ofos? How do I know Chagiga specifically has to be Behema? So Rashi points out, the Chagiga Chelev Ksivba, Lo Yolun Chelev Chagi, only Behema has Chelev, an oaf doesn't have chelev. Forbidden fats is only on behemos. So that's why we know that chagiga can only be brought me behema. So mela simcha also, the shami simcha also can only be brought from behema. Rav Ashi says, no, that's not how we know it. It's mi v'samachta nafka, yatzuelu shein ben simcha. He says, the pasuk says you're supposed to be happy. You're happy when you eat meat. You're not happy when you eat chicken. You're not happy when you eat bread. It has to be that which brings genuine simcha. And only meat actually brings genuine simcha. Rav Ashi, hai b'chagecha mai avodai. What does Rav Ashi do with the word b'chagecha? Rav Daniel Bar Katina, he uses it to teach what Rav Daniel Bar Katina taught. Dam Rav Daniel Bar Katina, Rav, minayin shein nosin nashim b'moed. How do we know you're not allowed to get married on Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed? Shenemar v'samachta b'chagecha velo b'ishtecha. He uses that same pasuk, v'samachta b'chagecha, that where is one supposed to derive his simcha from on Yom Tov? From the chag itself. but not b'ishtecha, not from celebrating the joy of his marriage. That's not where one derives his mitzvah of simcha, his simcha on Yom Tov. So that's what we use the Samachta b'chagecha to teach. The primary sugya, of course, of not getting married on Einos Neshem Moed is also on Daf Ches, but another in Masechta Moed Katan. It's also Chesam Beis. Chesam Beis and Masechta Moed Katan, the Gemara gives four reasons why you don't get married on Chol HaMoed, either Ein Marvin Simcha b'Simcha, or afraid the person is going to be Maniach Simcha Saregel, or it's going to be too much Tircha, or it's going to be Bittul Peruvu, because the person is going to wait for Yantav to get married instead of getting married when he should. You don't want to be Mvatel, the mitzvah of Peruvu. Okay, but a number of issues over here. First of all, Tosos quotes Tosos mentions over here that even though Shalmei Simcha are compared to Shalmei Chagiga, that's the first daya over here that the Tana says Misha Chagiga ba mehem, that you can only be yotzei Shalmei Simcha with that which you can bring Chagiga with. So Tosos in the top Tosos in Dibra Maskel Mi points out that we shouldn't say that we should learn from this hekesh that it's also that it's ena ba elimina chulin, that you can only bring it from chulin or from at least tefela, like by chagiga we just learned in Amud Aleph that the only way you can bring chagiga from meiser sheni money is if at least your first behema or at least you mix together depending which shita you go like with chulin money. It has to be at least be partially chulin money. So one might have thought the same would be true for shalmei simcha, that maybe shalmei simcha can't be brought from nedarim and nedavos and from meiser sheni maybe shalmei simcha has to dafka be brought from chulin money, and then if you want to add on with meiser sheni money, that would be okay. Tosfos says no, we don't say that. We don't take the hekesh that far. Because we already learned from shlomim b'gzeru shava sham from meiser sheni that you could bring it from meiser sheni money. That's already a drasha. The Gemara has a Maseches Menachos, so we have another drasha that sort of limits the comparison between shalmei simcha and shalmei chagiga. Then Tosfos a little bit later on quotes a kasha of Rabbi Elchanan, one of the Balei Tosfos that he quotes a lot in this Masechta, where he asks, why is it that we need to learn from a hekesh from Chagiga? We should learn Shalmei Simcha of every Yom Tov from the Shlom that they brought in Har Eval. Over there also is an Inyan of Simcha. And it says over there, V'zavachta Shlomim, V'yachalta Sham, V'samachta L'fnei Hashem Elokecha. So mele you were Mema'it Ofos Menachos, because over there it says, B'ferish V'zavachta. So we know, so it's Pashas talking about a behema. So that's Rabbi Elchanan's kasha. Tosos quotes the Tosos answers that even according to our Gemara that we learned from Har Eval, it has to be dafka. He asks that you need dafka shlamim for. He says that even according to our Gemara, we learn from Har Eval that it has to be dafka shlamim for simcha, just like by Har Eval they brought Karman Shlomim, and it wouldn't be good enough to bring regular chulin to just shecht an animal outside the Beis HaMikdash, that the fulfillment of the mitzvah of simcha is with Shalmei Simcha. But in order to teach us not to bring ofos and menachos, that's where we need the hekesh of simcha to chagiga, because from Har Eval alone, we could have said that we only learned from there that by Har Eval they needed a karban specifically, and they also needed a simcha saregel, you need a karban dafka. So maybe that's all we would have learned from Har Eval. So since the pasuk says v'samachta, it's coming to teach us something. That's how we know that I would have thought from Har Eval that it could be ofos and menachos as well. That's why we need the hekesh for samachta b'chagecha. Tell me that it's got to be only behemos. Good. So that's the two drashas over here. We have a machlokas. Who's the machlokas between? How we know that shalmei simcha can be brought. Has to dafka be behema, cannot be ofos and cannot be menachos. So we have on the one end the brisa that says v'samachta b'chagecha and the hekesh to karban chagiga, so it cannot be ofos and menachos. On the other end we have Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says no, v'samachta tells us it has to be something that's simcha, and simcha means that it's got to be behema, can't be ofos and menachos. The Achronim just raised a very fundamental question. When you hear there's a machlokas between a brisa and Rav Ashi, that sounds a little funny. How can Rav Ashi argue on the Braisa? Rav Ashi is an Amora. Shouldn't be a machlokas of Braisa versus Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi can't argue on a Braisa. Rav Ashi is an Amora. So the Tzlach points out that the Rav Ashi was aware of another Mishnah. There's a Mishnah Maseches Sukkah on Daf Membeis, very well known Mishnah. The Mishnah says Ha Halal VaSimcha Shmona, that both the mitzvah of Halal and the mitzvah of Simcha applies for all 8 days of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. And Rav Ashi holds that the Mishnah means to say that just like by Halal all the days are equal, so too by Simcha all the days, all 8 days are the same. And it turns out that just like by all by the other days, the nights are included in Simcha, are included in the mitzvah of Simcha, that he's understanding, that Mishnah is telling us that all the days are the same. So too, on the first night, the first night of Yontif is also included in the mitzvah of Simcha. And we're not mima'it from Ach Sameach to exclude the first night. So it turns out that according to this Mishnah, we're not going to learn V'samachta b'chagecha to compare Simcha to Chagiga. Because if we were to compare Simcha to Chagiga, we would say that Shalmei Simcha can only be brought from Dover Shabachova like a Chagiga, and Shalmei Simcha can only be brought from Chulin. But you'd have to say that V'samachta b'chagecha is used for some other drasha, and lo b'ishtecha, meaning it would turn out that from V'samachta, if you were to really compare it to Chagiga, it wouldn't start on the night before. So essentially what it turns out, says the Tzlach, is that Rav Ashi holds it's Machlokas Tanaim. He holds that the Mishnah Maseches Sukkah is against this Brisa, and therefore he holds like the Mishnah Maseches Sukkah against this Brisa. That's the way most of the Achronim try to answer up Rav Ashi. They find some other Tana that Rav Ashi might be going like. The Sefer Siach Yitzchak suggests that there's a Shita of Rebbe that maybe Rav Ashi is going like, but you have to find some other Tana to fit with Shitas Rav Ashi. Now it's also interesting over here, the Kleisenberger Rebbe writes in his Tshuvas in Divrei Yatziv, there's a Machlokas Rishonim Bizman Hazeh, is a person only Yotze the mitzvah of Simcha Bizman Hazeh with meat, or is the mitzvah of Simcha with anything? Is there even a mitzvah of Simcha Daraisa at all Bizman Hazeh? We pointed out the other day, the Rambam, the Sefer HaChinuch say that the mitzvah of Simcha is whatever makes you happy, and therefore even Bizman Hazeh, we don't have Shalmei Chagiga, whatever makes you happy, that's your mitzvah of Simcha. If it's candy, if it's clothing, if whatever makes a person happy is a fulfillment of their mitzvah of Simcha. But the Baal Yatosis assume not that way. No, mitzvah of Simcha is Shalmei Simcha. Without Shalmei Simcha, there's no mitzvah of Simcha. So Kleisenberger writes that l'chora, one could argue that it depends on our sugya in terms of why a person is not yotzei the chiyuv of Simcha with Ofos and Menachos when the Beis Hamikdash was around. The Braisa learns v'samachta b'chagecha to be marba kol minei smachos. So you see from there that you could be yotzei your chiyuv b'nedar mun davos meiser behema kohanim with all different things that they're allowed to eat, but not Ofos and Menachos because it could only be things that are chagiga ba'mehem. And Rav Ashi says that no, Samachta teaches us things that actually give you Simcha. Now the Rambam passes like Rav Ashi that you cannot be Yotzei with Ofos and Menachos because they're not Basar Mesameach, the Rambam says. They don't give you actual Simcha. So it turns out that according to the Rambam, even Bizman Hazeh, you'd have to eat Basar Behema and not Basar Ov. Because what the Rambam is saying is, yes, the Rambam holds you Yotzei with whatever makes you happy and Slav Dafka Shalmi Simcha. But the Rambam holds like Rav Ashi Svara that the only thing that really makes a man happy is meat. And short of meat, you're not gonna really be happy. So that's why he says, according to Shitas and Rambam, you should dafka bizman hazeh have to eat meat. And he says that explains the major kasha everyone asks. Why does Rambam say that you're supposed to eat meat bizman hazeh? The Gemara in Pesachim says, achshav shein beisamikdash kayim ein simcha ela biyayin, that you only need to have wine for simcha. It was only bizman shein beisamikdash kayim. So according to the Rambam, yeah, but this Gemara disagrees with that. This Gemara holds that Gemara is assuming like the drush of the Braisa, that it's that we're memayit Ofos and whatever else only because of the comparison to Chagiga. So that's a din in the Karban. But Bizman Hazeh, there's no kunz of meat whatsoever. But the Rambam paskens like Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says that no, meat is what gives a person Simcha. Anything other than meat isn't going to give a person any sense of Simcha. Okay, new Mishnah now. Mishiyesh la'ochle merubim and chasim watim. When a person has to figure out how to balance how many Shalmei Chagiga to bring, how many Olos Re'iyah to bring. So if he has a lot lot of people that need to eat, and nechasim muatim, not a lot of money, maybe shlamim rubim va'olos muatos. Bring a lot more shlamim and fewer olos, because you need to feed people. People can eat shlamim, they can't eat olos. Nechasim rubim va'olos muatim, if he has a lot of money and not so many people to feed, maybe olos merubos shlamim muatim. He should bring a lot of korbanos ola, that will go all to Hashem, and very few korbanos shlamim. Zevzemuot, if he doesn't have a lot of people nor a lot of money, then you just go minimalist. You bring just ma kesef shtei kesef. Those were the numbers we gave for how much the korbanos have to cost minimally. Zevzem merubim, if he has a lot of people to feed and a lot of money, a person should use all the blessings Hashem gave him and bring a lot of everything. Bring a lot of shlamim, feed a lot of people, bring a lot of olos, show that he wants to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shlamim merubim meheicha maisa halaslei, ask the Gemara, wait a second, the first line we said, a guy who has a lot of people to feed and nebuch, not a lot of money, bring lots of korban shlamim. Where in the world is he going to get lots of korban shlamim for? He doesn't have any money. Amar of a tofel maybe par gadol. It means use your meiser money. Go and mix the meiser money with your chulin money to bring a par gadol, to bring a larger animal, so you could feed as many people as you possibly can. What do you mean maybe par gadol? That sounds like you're mixing monies and you're buying one big animal. Didn't we say that you can only be tofel behemel behema? That the first animal has to be bought purely from chulin money, and then subsequent animals can be bought from meiser money as well. Says Gemara, my kamarle. What exactly was Rav Sheshes asking? Ile mahachi kamarle. If Rav Sheshes was saying, "Hare amru toflin beimul beheima v'lo maos lemaos v'leimile ain toflin maos lemaos," if his point was that you're not allowed to mix monies, that you have to only first buy a behema from purely chulin money, well then he shouldn't have emphasized what you're supposed to do. He should have emphasized that the solution you just suggested is wrong. That ain toflin maos lemaos. Instead of saying toflin beimul beheima, he should have said, "Here's what you can't do. You can't just mix all the money and buy a par gadol. That doesn't work." But he didn't say that. He said that what he actually said was Harei Amru Tofen Behema LeBehema. So what did he mean by that? Elahachi Amrle. Here's what he was telling him. Harei Amru Af Toflin Behema LeBehema. What he was suggesting was that your solution was one viable solution: mix all the money and buy a big animal. But there's another viable solution: buy two small animals. First small animal will be purely from chulin money, and then the next one will be from meiser money, meaning both are viable options. Ask the Gemara, Kiman, Delo Krabi Yochanan. If that's what Rav Sheshes is meant to say, he's going like neither of the opinions that we had in Amud Aleph. Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan were each insistent that their mahalich was the only mahalich, either that you have to dafka buy the first animal purely from chulin, or they have to dafka mix all the money together. Not that they're both options. So you might say, okay, fine. Yeah, Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan disagree, but maybe the braises that supported Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan don't necessarily disagree with each other. Vakatani achila rishona min achulin. But doesn't it say the achila rishona has to come from chulin? And we're assuming that means the first suda that comes on your table has to be purely from chulin. So how can you say that the braises don't argue? Achila rishona min achulin tells me that it's got to be that way, that you're not allowed to mix the money together. So answers the Gemara, no, my achila rishona sheer demay achila rishona min achulin. No, all it means is that you have to have in your first achila some mixture of money from chulin. But that could happen in two ways. It could either come from buying an animal purely from chulin money, or by mixing chulin and meiser money together. But maybe in a chinami, the Tanaim hold that either one is an option. The Tanaim don't argue. They both hold you can mix the money together. And as Rashi points out, they only argue whether you can bring a second behema that's purely from meiser. But everyone agrees you could definitely obviously bring the first behema that's purely from chulin, and everyone agrees you could mix the chulin and meiser money together to buy the first animal. Amr Ula Amresh Lakish. Hifresh Eser Behemoth Chagiga. So if a person designates 10 animals for his Chagiga, Hikrav Chamish Biyamtav Rishon Chosr Makrav Chamish Biyamtav Sheni. If he brings 5 of them on the first day of Yamtav, he could bring the other 5 in Yamtav Sheni when it's not the Zman for the Shalmei Chagiga. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kibin Shapasak Shuvedo Makrav. No, you stopped already with the Chagiga after the first day. You can't bring another 5 the next day. Amr Rabbi Abba Velo Pligi. Kan Bestam, Kan Bemefarish. It depends. If he was Mafresh them Stam and then he stopped after the first day, you can't continue and go bring them on the next day. But if you specifically said, I'm designated all of these as my chagiga to bring on the first day, and then obviously you just ran out of time, so then it's a tashlum in the rishon, you could bring it on the next day. What's the case of stam? If you didn't have time to bring all of them, maybe the reason you didn't bring it was because you didn't have time, and therefore it should still be tashlum in the rishon, even though you never said it. It should be obvious based on your actions. Now maybe the case is that you didn't have enough people to eat it on the first day. Well then, then shouldn't it be obvious that the reason you didn't bring it all on the first day is because you didn't have enough people to eat it? But it's still tashlum and derishon, it should still be okay. Now we're talking that there is plenty of time during the day and there are people to eat it. That's the case where if you then want to bring more the next day, it's no good because it is not tashlum and derishon. You never specified that these korbanos were for the first day, and nor is anything that's happening indicative of the fact that they're really for the first day and that you ran out of time. From the fact that you didn't bring it, it shows that you're leaving it over purposely. It's most logical to say this way. That you're allowed to bring five on the second day. We said you're not allowed to. So we see there's a difference between stam and mefarish. Itmar nami amar Rav Shon bar Abba amar Rav Yochanan lo shana l'shlo gamar avu gamar chozer u'makrit. It's only if you didn't finish bringing, but if you finished bringing, then you can continue to bring. My gamar, what does it mean you finished? Ilema gamar karbonosav my makrit. If you finish bringing all the animals that you had designated, there's nothing more to bring. El shlo gamar ayom, it means the day didn't end. Avu gamar ayom chozer u'makrit. You were bringing karbonos and then the day ended, so you ran out of time, but you still have more animals, then you're allowed to bring those animals on the next day. You're allowed to continue to bring them on the second day. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up at the Mishnah tomorrow.